Our scripture reading will be taken from Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6, and we'll read verses 1 through 8. Once again, Genesis chapter 6. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was very great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things of the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This morning I want to take you back to the beginning and show you God's grace. Our title for this morning is A New Beginning, subtitled God's Grace. So in the beginning, God made man. And shortly after, it says, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Because of man's wickedness, the earth became corrupt and filled with violence. Every thought that could be imagined, every evil that could be done, man was doing it. It repented the Lord that he had made man, and it grieved him at his heart. Today, I believe God is still grieved because man still continues in his wicked thoughts and ways. If you want to get an idea of the wickedness today, look at the news. The question used to be said, do you know where your children are? Then they began to say, do you know where your parents are? Now we don't have to ask the question. Just look at the 11 o'clock news and you know where they're at. But God found grace with Noah in spite of all the evil. And we have been redeemed and have found grace because of Jesus. Romans tells us, by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Much more they will receive abundance of grace, and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life by one, Jesus Christ. But even though Christ has come, man's heart is still cold and evil. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The scripture says that Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. The righteousness he preached, you could say, was his life. By him walking with God, he heard the voice of God and obeyed it. When God was fed up with the evil he saw, God commanded Noah to build an ark. You know he had to be hearing from God. He built an ark 300 cubits. That is approximately 150 yards long, which is longer than a football field. And he gathered every creature on the earth, both male and female, whether they crawled on their belly or flew in the air. Now, Have you noticed when a storm is about to come, every creature that flies or crawls knows and takes cover? That is, everyone but man. Man will go and drive right into a tornado. But after the ark was built and everyone entered, along with the animals, Noah, his sons, and their wives were the only people sealed in the ark by God. There were 8 souls, not 9, as the movie tells it. 8 is the sign of a new beginning. Mm-hmm. God is preserving the good and separating it from the evil. If you put a rotten apple in a bushel of good, eventually it will affect all the apples in the bushel. Remember, the word said every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. The bushel is the ark. The apples are man. God took what was good and put it in the ark, away from what was bad. Therefore, there was still hope for man. When Noah had finished building the ark, he was given 7 days to gather all that would be in the ark. After the 7 days, God sealed them in and it began to rain 40 days and night. Mm-hmm. What we don't see is Noah had to stock the ark with food along with the animals. Man and animals had not yet started eating flesh. The Bible says the water exceeded 15 cubits above the mountains. Now, Mount Everest, being the highest mountain, is 29,000 plus feet above ground or sea level. This means the water was just under 30,000 feet or 6 miles deep. It not only rained, but all the fountains of the great deep broke up and the windows of heaven were open. So the ark floated immediately. Water came from above and beneath. The earth again was void of every living thing that lived on earth, except for those in the ark with Noah. Even though things are just as bad now, God promised he would not destroy the earth by water again. Inside the ark, even though Noah and his family and all the animals were safe, it does not mean they did not have their problems. It was not like being on the Alaskan cruise, or being on the Carnival, or the Royal Caribbean. There was no buffet, sunshine bathing, and sightseeing. The ark didn't have windows, air conditioning, or restrooms. We don't know what every situation was while things were on in the ark, but we do know the ark didn't remain still in the water. The ark was moving to its new beginning. While they dealt with what was on the inside, God was moving the ark on the to the other side. Did you know, while we live and move and have our being, while we are here, while we go through what we go through, while we face situations and issues, while we are being purged from some needed things on the inside of us, we are being prepared to move to the other side. Time is not standing still. Amen. And we are not either. We are not standing still. How many can agree? Between the ages of 30 and 40, time begins to move quicker. Then between the ages of 10 through 20, it seems like it takes forever to become a teenager. But after 30, you are trying to slow down from becoming a senior citizen. Where you were last year is not where you are today. We are being moved closer to our new beginning. Our minds are slowly conforming and transforming while our bodies are changing and complaining. We must get ready to shed this tabernacle and put on a new one. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. a body that is perfect. We may not see the move. We may not feel the move, but we are on the move. God is prepping us and moving us into his marvelous kingdom. Just like Noah found grace, because of Christ, we have been given grace. John 1 and 14 said, the world was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. Can I get the witness in here today? Grace is the abundant words of life given to us. By the arrival and life of Jesus Christ, we have found favor through him. Now we have been given eternal life through him, so we may know him and live eternally with him. Let me say something about grace. Noah had it. Moses found it. Gideon got it. And we possess it. Wherever grace is found, deliverance is given. When Paul was buffeted by Satan, he besought God three times. And God said to him, my grace is sufficient. In your days of trials, in your hour of affliction, when it seems like the world is coming down on you, if you seek his face, you will find his grace. And it is sufficient. Let's look at Genesis 39, starting at verse 2. We're going to see how the blessing of the Lord was with Joseph. Verse 2 says, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. As the children of God, we should always know the Lord is with us. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him. And he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put into his hand. His master saw God was with him. Who do people see in you? Do they see a storefront Christian or a Christian with signs following them? In verse 7, it says, and it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph and said, lie with me. There is always going to be somebody trying to trip you up. Evil and temptation is always present. Two things are always present and will cause a rift in the good. The love of money and the lust of the flesh. But Joseph refused her. And in verse 9 it says, there is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Notice he said this great wickedness and sin against God. First, it is a sin against God. Day by day, Joseph avoided her, but Joseph ended up in a bad position. He ended up in the house alone with her, and no man was there to be a witness. So she grabs his garment and he fled. Then she accused him, and his master put him in prison. Why do you think her husband, or who do you think her husband was going to believe? Her or him? Don't ever leave yourself in a position where it is your word against another, even if you are innocent. If you know something ain't right, get away from it. Let me say this. I had a friend who took another friend to a store. Innocent ride to buy something innocent at the store. While he innocently waited for him to come out,
the guy came out and said, let's go. Not knowing he just robbed the store. When they were stopped, even though he was innocent and did not know, he was found guilty of being an accomplice and had to do time in prison. Proverbs tells us, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. If you know what a person is up to, don't follow. When Joseph, even in this situation, even though he was innocent and put in prison, he still received God's grace. And by the way, my friend that had to go to prison, he found grace with God also. He immediately became a trustee when he went in and came out in a year's time. Sometimes you feel nothing is going right. The walls are closing in. Everybody is against you. You can't win for losing. Even though it seems like you are going nowhere, you still are on the ship moving to your new destination. God is still blessing you. You still have favor in his sight. You are still under his grace and mercy. Let me use this example when you think you are not moving. If you have ever been on an airplane, the ride is different than a car, a bus, or train. In an airplane, it feels like you're not moving. On a bus, car, or train, you know you're moving. When the plane slows up, you feel like you're standing still in the air, but you're still moving at a rapid speed. Our life is like being on a plane. The older you get, the faster it seems time's going. As a teenager, time is standing still. When you get where I am, Thursday seems like Saturday. You begin to realize life is just a vapor and time is passing by. But one thing for sure, you are not standing still. And we don't have time to let God's grace pass us by. Just like the ark was moving on the water, just like that plane moves in the air, life is moving whether we move or not. You can't stop time or the grace that has been given. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. It is time we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. It is time to come out from among the world and be ye separated. It's time we begin to seek the kingdom of God and not the kingdom of man. It's time to embrace the grace that God has provided for us. These words by the Mississippi Mass Choir says this about grace. Your grace and mercy has brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. It says, I thank you for saving a sinner like me to tell the world salvation is free. There was times when I just didn't do right, but you watched over me both day and night. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Just as demanded that I should die, by grace and mercy said, oh no, we've already paid the price. I once was blind, but thank God I can see. It was all because of grace and mercy came along and rescued me. With that, my time is up, and I thank you for yours.